Next screenshot we have is from Peter Haynes, who I said earlier, his picture looks like a half-transformed werewolf that missed his Prozac hit that day. Maybe I'm being a little harsh.
Hey, no personal attacks, Vinny.
Yeah, of course not. But we could call. But we'll
could. Lapdog, after all.
Yes. Okay. Now, moving on. we were promised a massive protest. A few hundred out of a population of a million. The organisers have every right to feel embarrassed. Comments?
I couldn't be more proud of our efforts.
I just don't know what these people think. You know, like. I don't understand the mentality that if 300 people out of a million people think something, say something, do something that is insignificant, that if 3,000 people do it, all of a sudden it's significant. Let me make this like even more dramatic. Say only 300 people a year in Auckland were raped. Are we going to say they're an insignificant minority because they're a statistical blemish out of 1.4 million people? I mean, it's disgusting to think that people are worth less because they're in a smaller group. There are individuals, and individuals are all worth the same amount, unless their name's Bomber. And and it doesn't matter if 300 people say something, 30 people say something, or 3,000 people say something. The facts remain the same. And for anyone who can count and isn't financially literate and a socialist leftist, they will understand that the $6.7 billion, that the $1 million that's a day in rates repayments, that the 20% of rates revenue going towards these repayments is not sustainable and sooner or later is going to bankrupt the city.
In fact, even worse, that 20% of rates revenue actually just services the interest. It doesn't even repay the debt.
May I make a point here as well? How much did the protest in total cost you personally, Stephen and Will? In total?
I would have spent about probably $350 myself.
I spent about just over $200.
So,
And we also got donations as well.
Did you entirely recoup your costs from those donations?
We would have come very close because we got I got a $500 donation prior to the march so that we could pay for our bill sticker campaign. Mm-hmm. We also got over $500 in donations from people who attended the march and supporters. I mean, that's fantastic out of a crowd of that.
So your right-wingers who voluntarily put forward your own money and even raised enough money to pay for that protest from members of the public who gave it back voluntarily, and there was there's no shortfall or overarching debt.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't recoup 100%, but we recouped the vast majority of what this march cost to put on.
Would you say that you recouped a higher percentage back than the percentage that Aucklanders now owe internationally because of Len Brown's mayoralty? Percentage.
Absolutely. That's no brainer. We don't even have to do the sums on that to do that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the thing is, we voluntarily funded it. People voluntarily donated, and I want to thank people for their donations yesterday. We didn't actually lead the crusade and having a donation bucket, but I really thank the members of the public who valued it enough to contribute, and we didn't put our hands in anyone's wallets or demand any money from anyone, unlike what these leftists do every single day in the city. Every single day, always calling to spend other people's money, and it's really disgusting and disrespectful for people out there working hard.
And according to Peter Haynes, you should be feeling embarrassed about that.
I don't know how the hell I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm going to crawl up and under the blankets and shake.
I don't know anything about Peter Haynes. I mean, yeah, I don't know if he knows anything about...
You're just bad people. Okay, let's move on to the next... let's move on to the next one.